Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 22nd of March, recording at 8.01 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights. Asian stock markets were quite strong overall. European stock markets following in the same vein. Some chunky gains in here, up over 2% on the German DAX index and also the S&P MIB index. Wall Street, after last night's pyrotechnics here, sort of vacillated up a little, down a little bit, but and closing about unchanged. The Dow up 14, the S&P, well, this, we're still getting late trading coming through, but the S&P down less than half a point, down 4 on the NASDAQ comp. Significantly, possibly, in terms of the beginning of a move, the government bond prices weakened in here today. That needs to be watched. And the dollar was a bit firmer, having been bashed yesterday. It's crept back above 83 on the U.S. dollar index, currently 83.06, up 29 ticks. And despite that, the precious metals were strong in here today, and we've got some pretty good gains off the highs, but you know, silver up 17.5, gold up 390, platinum up 11, palladium up 575. Industrial metals were all strong in here today. Tin surging. Tin had been correcting over the previous four or five days. But up $1,295 here today to $45,150. And grains and beans mixed, cocoa up, coffee down a tad in here. I think sugar is up slightly. Okay, so what's going on here as far as these stock markets are concerned? Well, my view is very definitely that what we have seen so far qualifies as no more than a bigger reaction in line with what I had been expecting, although it was a more dramatic version than what I would have expected. But we haven't seen much follow through, have we? Now, the March lows, the early March lows, are extremely important. And of course, it's not beyond the bounds of possibilities that we could see those tested and broken. But we've seen meaningful rallies up off those March, early March lows. And I will give those the benefit of the doubt in terms of them being significant lows until I see technical evidence to the contrary. Now, what might that technical evidence be? Well, certainly any kind of downward dynamic on the scale of what we saw on the 27th of February would cause a rethink, or just a downward drift that eventually retests and goes through those lows. But there's no evidence of that yet, no evidence of either of those scripts at this stage. So I think, again, what we're likely to see here is a little bit of resistance from the range highs and further sideways trading overall. And then I suspect markets will move higher. And the key difference this time between, or compared rather, with what we saw back in May and June of 2006 is, as I've said on many occasions, central banks are not leaning on the markets this time. Remember, they were quite aggressive in their anti-inflation rhetoric May last year, and they were all hiking rates as well. So we haven't got that type of environment this time. And also, government bond yields had been soaring prior to the stock market correction commencing in mid-May, and that certainly was not the case prior to the sharper reaction that we saw initiated on the 27th of February. So, and what's leading in here? Well, China, which started it all, but remember, something I commented on at the time, said that an official Chinese official came out and said that on the 27th that it was an overreaction. And then the very next day, we had a Chinese official saying that the Chinese stock market would be well into new high ground before the end of the year. Well, it moved into new high ground yesterday for this move. So I think we're getting this mean reversion correction in terms of the 200-day moving average. I beg your pardon. It is a mean reversion correction, I guess. Although I'd been calling this a reaction rather than a correction, and I probably hopelessly confused everyone. But it is a pullback to the 200-day moving averages. That's what I'm trying to say. Now, we did touch them in some instances. We're not that far with the example, for instance, the S&P nearly, and also the UK FTSE 100 index. We have seen a lot of other stock market indices move laterally towards those 200-day moving averages, and some, of course, moving downwards towards those 200-day moving averages. So basically, stock markets look a good deal less overextended than they did back in late February. I wouldn't be at all surprised. As a matter of fact, I expect more of that sideways ranging to take place, but it's probably in the nature of a consolidation rather than the formation of some sort of major top. That's my view, and as I say, it will take some pretty negative technical action to get me to change that view. If we see it, we'll know how to interpret it. Okay, moving on to government bonds. At some stage in here, government bond yields are going to spike. When that actually happens, and I don't know when that's going to happen, hopefully not soon, because oil prices aren't all that strong, although I didn't cover them in my review. We had crude oil's up 215 as I speak, 61.76, but that's not a spike. So at some stage in here, we will see crude oil certainly move considerably higher, in my view. It's a secular bull market. At some stage, we will see long-dated government bond yields spike, and that will be on stronger growth and rising inflation fears. And that will cause serious problems for global stock markets when it occurs, certainly creating the conditions for at least a medium-term correction on the scale of what we saw last May and June. But that is not the problem in here today. And again, as far as the whole subprime business all the fears of contagion that we're hearing, as far as that's concerned, well, yes, it could be different this time, theoretically. But as I've mentioned before, recessions are caused by two factors, which have sometimes coincided: a big spike in the crude oil price, and the other factor is a surge in the long-dated government bond yields. As I say, neither is a problem today. Okay, let's move on to the crude oil price. Well, I've already mentioned that this is a secular bull market. I think we saw the low at 50, and that it's just a matter of how much ranging do we get during the move higher. I suspect quite a bit of ranging overall, so I expect more of what we've been seeing over the last couple of months. And metals are much more prone to upside spikes. And let's start with the industrial metals. First, the warehouse stocks are extremely low. Demand is staying really quite high. Production is not yet catching up with that demand. So this supply and elasticity meets rising demand theme is still very much in evidence. People continue to underestimate it, but I feel there are absolute steals out there in terms of, no pun intended, in terms of the, or pun intended, I should say, in terms of the shares, the quality mining shares for these companies. Now, I also think that precious metals look very firm here technically. And I think they're still undervalued generally. Now, the gold mining shares have way underperformed, and I think that's going to change as well. But I like the industrial mining shares more than the precious metal shares because they're on cheaper valuations, basically. And soft commodities, well, there are some very big base formations that can support higher levels. And I think it's just a matter of time before we actually see those higher levels. So commodity price inflation is not a maybe. In other words, it's not something that we could possibly see. It is definitely on the agenda. Again, secular bull market. Well, roll on Friday. This has been very, very interesting. And here, my own last thought on this is that I think that the U.S. Rally yesterday, while it's certainly impressive technically, and I understand the sigh of relief with the Fed changing its or changing its language somewhat, but really all Bernanke did was give himself a two-way option here to either hike or to cut rates. He did not signal that rates are coming down. And I'm quite convinced that Bernanke does not know what he's going to do with rates next, although I would wager, as I have before, that he'd like to keep them on hold for as long as possible. That's it, folks. All the very best to all of you.